Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 23rd of April, 2021. Got the best technology news coming your way right now, and it's all coming at you in about 5 minutes. Facebook, data, they just go hand in hand, don't they? So much so, let's get a scrapping tool together. Yeah, that's right, we've got another privacy issue on our hands. Looks like we've got a new tool that can actually match email addresses to Facebook profiles. And they do it all in bulk, too. I mean, because why not? Even if users chose to, say, keep their email details hidden, well, they can still grab it. Yes, apparently this new hacking tool exploits the vulnerability of some front end of Facebook. And according to Alan Gale, who's actually the co-founder of the cybercrime intelligence firm Hudson Rock, when using the tool, they were actually able to match 5 million addresses to Facebook accounts within a day. Now, currently, it looks like Facebook isn't really saying what they're doing about this tool. They actually haven't even let on if they prevented the tool actually being used yet. So us users are out here thinking, yeah, I hope you've done something. Guess we're just going to have to wait for an official statement from Facebook. Hello, Facebook. We're all waiting. Could a new video service be coming PlayStation's way? Well, it kind of looks like it. That is, of course, if you're signed up for PlayStation Plus. Yes, it seems Sony actually let slip a new PlayStation Video Pass. Yeah, it's a little logo that kind of leaked online, and then it's been taken away now. But apparently, the new PlayStation Plus Video Pass will have access to Sony movies, and will actually be bundled in with PlayStation Plus. Now, from what we're hearing right now, it will be a trial service, and apparently the trial will last for about a year. Again, that's all speculation right now. Nothing's been confirmed from Sony, though reaching out to Sony, Sony has not denied it either. This also might have a little something to do with Sony recently saying they would stop selling movies and TV shows, and that actually ends on August 31st. So, it wouldn't really surprise any of us if after August 31st, PlayStation Plus Video Pass just suddenly appears. We'll keep you posted. New beta program from Samsung. Actually, this is kind of clever. You got an old Galaxy phone just sitting there laying around? How about you turn it into a smart home sensor? Yeah, that's right. If you're an owner of an old Galaxy phone, you might be able to download an update to turn the device into a smart home sensor, like being able to detect if a baby's crying. Now, right now, the program is only limited to certain models that actually launched from 2018 all the way up. Samsung says they're starting this project so that your device that you just threw into a drawer somewhere can actually still be used for something. Now, currently, the program will launch in the US, the UK, and Korea, and you'll have to download the software through the SmartThings app. After that, you'll go through the directions and get everything set up. Sounds like a great DIY project for the weekend. And finally, show me your palm. Well, that's what Amazon's asking you to do now when you drop into their Whole Foods stores. We all know that contactless payments, yeah, it's the wave of the future, particularly in the last year. And we all know why that is. So, because of contactless payments being so popular now, Amazon One, yep, they're going to let you link your card to your palm print. That's right. The next time you head on over to Whole Foods Market, just hover your hand over the reader device, and voila, you've just paid for your stuff. Now, Amazon's actually been doing a trial run with this at some Amazon Books and other smaller stores. But now it's all ready to go prime time in the Seattle Whole Foods Market. And if all goes well with scanning palms, they plan to expand it to 7 other markets in the area. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our official website. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there. Of course, support the new show over there. Just head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. You can do your part in helping keep this program on the air. Also, check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Or, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely join our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it today. So what are you waiting for? Head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much as always for listening.